Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jordan with End Times with Jordan, and I'm back with another video. Now, this video is going to be a lot more serious than my previous two, because this is something that's pretty alarming. So stay tuned with me while I share this information with you and shed light on some of this crazy biblical stuff that is unfolding right before our very eyes. Alright guys, so again, this is very alarming stuff here. This is not something that is just, coincidental. This is not something that is something to just look away from. This is something that definitely may have a giant impact on the world and may fulfill many, many prophecies to come that Jesus has talked about. Now, the man I'm going to talk about today, many, many people claim is the new Messiah. Many Jews claim this is the new Messiah. Now, really quick, just for some context here, Jews and Christians, the Orthodox Jews and modern day Christians, the only difference in belief, you know, we believe the Old Testament, we believe everything like that. The main difference in interpretation is Jews believe that the Messiah is still to come, while Christians believe the Messiah has already came, meaning the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. So it makes sense why many of these Jews are very excited and flocking around him like schoolgirls with their crush. But this is one of the many prophecies that Jesus said would happen that is now happening today. So this man's name is Yanuka Rav Shlomo Yehuda. It's pretty interesting because this guy is actually quite a talented guy. This guy's a pretty brilliant guy. He's what they call, in his title, Yanuka. What that name actually means is basically it's meaning proficient in the Torah. He's like basically a prodigy to the Jews. So he's super smart, super proficient in the Torah, and pretty much to like an unhuman level. And many people believe that obviously he is the Messiah because of this and because of the many miracles that they claim he has done. Many people have claimed that he has healed them from diseases. People have claimed that being around him, many miraculous wonders have happened in their lives. Many people believe that he brings very good luck. And basically, a lot of the similarities that, people have claimed with Jesus when they were living and being around him. Now, as we know, Jesus has talked about, the false messiahs to come. And, the many antichrists that will be around and in this world creating havoc. And a lot of people will say, well, hey, we shouldn't pay too much attention to that because Jesus explains, someone says, hey, look, there's the Messiah in the desert that, you shouldn't go look. Or, in the modern day, they're going to show the Messiah on TV or, maybe he's on a podium performing miracles and we shouldn't go look. Now, I think there's a misunderstanding there. I think some people get confused with Jesus talking about people looking and then believing. A lot of people will be fooled by this. So by Jesus saying, don't look, he's actually helping people, that are going to look and turn away from Jesus and believe this person is the real Messiah. I'm going to read something out of Matthew here and explain some of the things that I'm talking about. So in Matthew 24, when the disciples came up and they asked Jesus in private about, when will the end of days happen, Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah and will deceive many. You'll hear wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these things are the beginning of the birth pains." It goes on to say in verse 22 that it says, "If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Messiah,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it." That's what Jesus says. Do not believe it. "For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, so I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, 'There he is, out in the wilderness,' do not go out. Or, 'Here he is, in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as lightning comes in the east, is visible in the west, so will be the coming of Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there will be vultures that gather." So again, what I just explained is that Jesus is not saying, do not be aware of these things. He's not saying, don't be shedding light upon these things when they happen. He's saying don't go out there and go check for yourself and kind of wander and say, oh, is he really performing these miracles? Is he really doing this? Is he actually maybe the real Messiah? And to dive in further on that, I want to read something else that explains further of what I'm talking about. In 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, now concerning how and when this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you, for you know quite well the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness at night. So be on your guard, not asleep like others. So again, the Bible explains that we can be on guard. We can look for these signs. We can look for these things. It's a matter of not, going crazy and making it about everything and putting that in ahead of your relationship with Jesus Christ. We are supposed to expose the evil and help the Christian community and show people these things, because every Christian should be aware of the signs that are happening and the things to come, so that we're all extra prepared when Jesus Christ returns. Or, depending on what you believe, as far as, pre or post rapture, when the tribulation will start. Many things still have to happen, but this is definitely one of those things that is definitely being prophesied in the Bible here, and this is something not to take lightly. We should definitely continue to look further into it. And as each day progresses, and each week and each month, this is something we should be on top of, because if this man is the ultimate one, meaning, the Antichrist, or if he's just one of the false messiahs, either way, it's still prophecy being fulfilled by Jesus, and something that I think we should be aware of. We should feel honored that we're living in this era, that we're able to see so many of these prophecies being fulfilled. And we more than likely, I mean, I'm not going to predict when Jesus comes back, because one, I can't, because the Bible says not even the angels in heaven will know. But I won't predict that, because that's silliness. But, I can't imagine, the world really being around another 4, 6, 8 years. I mean, with all of the things happening, you would think Jesus would return, or the tribulation at least would start within that time frame. So the more signs that we see with this, and obviously with the progression of the Antichrist and the political movements and everything going on, this is something that's very exciting for us Christians to see. Hey, this is going in that direction that Jesus said it would, and we're going to be extra prepared for when those things happen. Whether you believe pre or post rapture, the mark of the beast will take place at some point, and it's very horrible that many people will be caught in this. But again, it's good to know and have that relationship with Jesus, so that way you're just extra prepared and you won't be caught off guard when these things happen. And as it says, we'll be in the light, and the people that are in the light, those elect people, will not be surprised when Jesus comes back like a thief in the night, because we are well aware of the signs that are happening. Anyways, I want to get into this article really quick here. This article here from Israel Today says, Israeli rabbi says he's already holding meetings with Messiah. A recent interview on Israeli radio featured prominent rabbis explaining the Messiah is just about to reveal himself. Rabbi Yaakov Zisholtz told religious broadcaster Radio 2000 that Rabbi Chaim Kanivsky, who passed away earlier this year, had told him that Kanivsky was already in direct contact with the Messiah. To understand why religious Jews are taking this seriously, it's important to know that Rabbi Chaim Kanivsky was considered one of the top 2 or 3 rabbis of the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Israel. This isn't some nobody talking about this. These are high-ups that know the Torah very, very well. They know the Bible very well, and these guys are claiming that they have already spoken to the Messiah. Now, it hasn't been named yet that this man is the Messiah, but this is what this video is exposing, that there is this false Messiah that many hundreds and thousands of people are claiming. And it hasn't been revealed just yet, But this every sign points that this man will be. Now again, whether this is just one of the many false messiahs or he turns into an antichrist and he, you know, obviously starts his ministry and this reign happens and people think it's all peaceful and loving and he comes to America, maybe, and, you know, all of these things happen before he takes real reign, you know, takes the world by the horns there and turns into that antichrist. We don't fully know yet what will happen, but all of these signs are showing that that is very, very, very possible. This article goes on to say, Rabbi Zisholt says, Kanevsky and others of the mystical concealed rabbis had tasked him with informing the public of the Messiah's imminent arrival. There's many videos of this guy, of these people flocking around him, you know, very similar to how, you know, Jesus was, how people treated Jesus back in the day. I don't know if you guys watched The Chosen, but season 3, episode 3 just came out on Christmas. And it's funny because looking at some of these videos and seeing the way that they react around this man, it's kind of like in The Chosen where, you know, Jesus goes to the festivals or the meetings and people are kind of like, you know, really intrigued by him and they believe they hear some of the rumors and all of that. So this is exactly what this reminds me of. And you could only imagine, I mean, you know, imagine this continues and he comes out and says he's the Messiah and all of this happens. I mean, it's going to be huge. So as I said, it's good to know this information and to be aware of what could happen, because if it happens, you've already read the words out of the Bible from Jesus, and we're going to know well ahead of time what's coming when it does. All I can say is we know many of these things are yet to come, and we know that there are many horrible, horrible things that are going to be taking place. And it says in the Bible, many Christians will be prosecuted, you know, during the Mark of the Beast when this happens. Who knows how it's going to happen, you know, whether it's technology or if it's back to kind of barbaric times and people are branding or stamping or tattooing. I don't know how that's going to be. We don't know. But, you know, again, if we stay ahead of, you know, all of this and we stay on top of this, we will be more prepared than the others. And, you know, as long as we continue to shed light in the Christian community and share knowledge and pray for each other and do things the right way, we're going to be totally fine. And we're going to be in a very special place when this all happens. The best advice I could give to you guys and myself is to, you know, stay creating that relationship with Jesus. If you have a good relationship with Jesus right now, then obviously continue to work on that, because we will always be sinners and we will never be perfect. And we always need to seek Jesus in repentance and to be thankful and to you know, be in the right mindset when he does return or when the tribulation starts. And, you know, for myself here, you know, I struggle every day. The two things that help me the most are, you know, knowing that Jesus is loving and will continue to be there for me, and knowing that the more I stay on top of these things, the more of an advantage I have when I see all the signs happening around me and I am prepared and I have that knowledge and that relationship already with Jesus Christ. So I'll be a lot more content. I could dive a whole lot more into this, but there's a lot of good videos out there. I want to give a shout out to Nick Jones. Nick Jones is a fantastic YouTuber that sheds a lot of light to the Christian community. And then there's also Tina Golick, who some of these videos that have been playing are from her channel. She made a solid video on this, a much shorter video than mine, I'm sure. But these people are out here shedding light as well, and they are great. And yeah, man, I mean, we gotta be thankful for these people that are really, you know, putting out the information here for people like me and people like you to get a hold of and check out. So again, so we're on top of it. But I'll share all the links to the articles and the videos in my description here. And if you guys have any other, you know, things that you know, go with this, or even other topics, you know, with you know, that new false religion that they're creating, whatever it may be, go ahead and share that with me. And I'd love to check it out and maybe make a video on it. But for now, guys, that's it. Look into it, see for yourself. The prophecies are being fulfilled, you know, as Jesus said in the Bible. I mean, I can't remember the number, but there's something like, you know, I don't know, a very high number of prophecies that have been fulfilled out of the so many that have been predicted. So we are definitely getting closer to end times, guys, and you can see it every day, you know, with the crazy political stuff going on, with the way that our people are acting. End times are certainly coming, and the best thing that we could do is continue to build that relationship with Jesus. So With that being said, guys, thank you for watching, and be with me through this journey where I continue to grow myself and I continue to shed light on on this stuff, this crazy events that are going to happen. Hopefully we can all be more prepared when the return of Jesus happens. So thank you very much, guys. God bless you all, and I will be back shortly.